Hello everybody, welcome to the season 2 of the Launchpad series where we showcase amazing solutions from ISVs around the world working on business solutions for various commercial verticals, whether it's healthcare, manufacturing, and so on, as well as cross-industry solutions and that are powered by Windows, Microsoft Azure, Office 365, and so on. And with me today is Brian Denstedt. Brian,
yes, from MD Live. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming. Brian is a Chief Solutions Officer of the MD Live company. And it's really special today because as we speak, here in this building and across multiple buildings, we're having the Worldwide Partner Conference with over 10,000 attendees from partners around the world sharing ideas how to build solutions on top of the Microsoft stack. So we're pleased to have you here and have you talk about like one of my favorite topics. My wife is in the healthcare space too, mm-hmm. So I know a few things about it, but I'd like to learn more as well in terms of how the virtual care environment is changing and blossoming and how MD Life can help add value to that scenario.
Absolutely.
So with that, why don't we get started with sort of quickly, we'll go through the company. Some of us may not know enough about virtual care in terms of the problem statement, and then mm-hmm. Definitely share us more about MD Live and what problems and challenges you're trying to tackle. And since this is a tech show, so yep. You're going to show a few
Absolutely.
Demos, right?
I've got a little tech.
Great, that would be great. And I know I see a Windows phone here as well and a Surface tablet, so look forward to that. And with that, tell us about kind of the state of union of virtual care. Where are we at today in the U.S. or even in other countries?
Absolutely, yeah. I really appreciate you having me. First of all, Sathya's speech this morning was very enlightening, and I thought he really hit it home with your Microsoft mission statement on how we can change the world and using Microsoft's technologies as one of those key drivers. Virtual care is going to really revolutionize the world. If you haven't really heard of it, we've had the nurse lines for probably 30 years now where you're mm-hmm. part of your employer health plan or something like that. You can call and the nurse will help you with some tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're moving into the day and age where you can actually call and talk to a doctor. So you can use an application or you can use our Windows mobile application and video with the doctor and spend a few minutes on the phone or video with that doctor and get a prescription sent to your local pharmacy. So we can handle 300 or 400 different types of low acuity conditions, from things like pink eye to urinary tract infections and just the common cold, and send that prescription over if it's warranted for you.
Right, and that I learned, I have a 3.5-year-old sometimes for clueless dads for the mm-hmm. first time, like, is this rash bad or
Absolutely.
Okay, acceptable? Mm-hmm. Having a photo or video will probably come a long way than me trying to describe it at 3 o'clock in the
100%,
morning,
100%,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My brother has 2 small kids. They woke up Saturday morning with pink eye, and at 7:30 in the morning, he was able to do 2 back-to-back MD Live visits
right.
and had them sent over to the pharmacy and was able to get the kids back in daycare Monday morning because they were on the antibiotics for at least 24 hours. So
right,
yeah, it's changing
right.
the world.
That's great. Sounds like you already have a fan.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Great, great. So so with this virtual care kind of advancing, mm-hmm. Share with us like what are the main solutions that you have in your stack that MD Live is bringing to the table?
Absolutely. So we're leveraging the Azure platform for a good majority of the dev and QA environments right now. We're hoping to push Azure into our production environment very soon on that front. We've got our Windows mobile application that we're here talking about today that just launched in the store, and our Windows 10 Universal app is coming around the corner anytime now, so we'll have
Great.
That rolling out very shortly after Windows 10 goes live.
Right.
And we're excited to also be partnering with Microsoft on the Skype for Business platform. So we'll really be leveraging the Skype for Business video solution here as soon as all the APIs are ready for a lot of the different ways that we plug into the different connected world we're living in.
Right, right. And you know, I've heard tons of things about HIPAA mm-hmm. when it comes to healthcare. So
Absolutely.
That's really part of what you bring to the table too in terms of HIPAA compliant technologies, mm-hmm. not just any universal technology.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're all familiar with the FaceTimes and the Skypes to be able to do a quick video transaction. But for us to really take it to the next level, we want to provide that stable, secure environment that's reliable and knowing that you're not only using a secure platform, but one that you can trust that the doctor on the other end is a board-certified physician mm-hmm. that's there looking out for you.
Right, right. That's very important for anybody who needs to be careful.
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Excellent. So, so with that, like, how big is the problem here we're trying to solve?
It's huge. I mean, we all have been in that hospital waiting room, a little frustrated by having to fill out the paperwork a second or third time when you come in, to having to wait around in that waiting room to just get a simple prescription for, say, that pink eye, like my brother. But we're dealing with a lot of different things: unnecessary services, fraud and abuse, inefficiencies, and missed opportunities. You know, after we provide, say, a pink eye prescription, we strongly encourage you to follow up with your primary care physician if the situation worsens, or even, you know, some people don't even realize men are stubborn and they're having a heart attack while they're talking to one of our doctors. Mm-hmm. And we say, look, we really appreciate you calling MD Live, but please stop and go to the emergency room,
right,
because you do have the signs of a heart attack. So, I mean, it's just that kind of thing to really awaken and make people aware of it.
Right, right. So with that, I think you guys are working on a project with Walgreens, right? Can you tell
Absolutely,
us a little bit more about that?
Walgreens has partnered with us on our direct-to-consumer offering, and we're actually rolling out the Walgreens virtual clinics to all 50 states here. We're tackling the first 20, I think, between now and Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
It's already live in California, Michigan, and a few other states. We're rolling out a few states every single month, and we're excited to partner with Walgreens on that.
Excellent.
You can have it do your virtual visit with us and have that prescription sent to one of your local Walgreens pharmacies.
Right. So it's probably before you know it, Floridians will
yes,
be receiving that
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent. That's great to know. So like for the tech audience here, mm-hmm, how do you solve the scalable and security solution using Microsoft technologies?
Sure. So scalability, obviously the Azure cloud is an important tenant of that, along with Skype's breadth and depth of having a worldwide platform for video communications. So both of those are really going to allow us to take the scalability worldwide as we build out a true telemedicine platform for everybody on the planet.
Right, right. And so that really helps even for people maybe more remote places where they can have this telemedicine, mm-hmm, basically provided. Not just us who might be in town, but just busy.
Yeah, I mean, people probably don't realize, but Azure has, I think, 19 data centers worldwide right now. They have more data centers than most of the other big cloud providers. So being able to leverage that worldwide is going to be a key tenet for MD Live's success.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And with that, of course, we know that while the world has tons of PCs, tablets are connected to the internet,
mm-hmm,
increasingly, of course, we have lots more mobile phones, smartphones
right
on the table. So should we jump right into your demo then? And
yeah,
just try
absolutely
to take a quick look at how it works?
We can take a quick
All
peek.
Right, great.
So this is our Windows 8 application, and as like I said earlier, our Windows 10 application will be coming out very soon,
mm-hmm,
on
great
that front. So we just have our live tile that you can select, and that will launch us straight into your health dashboard kind of thing. So you can see that here I am logged into the application, and I have no messages. I have updated my medical history about, mm-hmm, 80 days ago or so,
right,
and my pharmacy is just a local pharmacy right around the corner from me.
Excellent.
I can sneak over to My Health, and I can review all these different categories in My Health. I can update any conditions. I'm personally allergic to penicillin, so, mm-hmm, I've added that in there.
Right.
I'm not taking any other medicines right now.
Okay.
Allergies again, penicillins. I've completed my behavioral health history.
Okay, that's good. So the doctors are happy?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. I haven't had any procedures, and I've completed my lifestyle section here. So in each of these things, though, you can go into each of these sections, and you can just add a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And as you start typing something, we go against our big, huge directory of different types of things on that front, and you can easily choose one of them and add it to your health history on that front.
And this is also the power of cloud. Is I'm sure there are drugs coming out of the market every
absolutely
single day.
Absolutely, yeah. These are updated.
That might cause some allergies to some people.
Yep, absolutely.
And so you're updating on the cloud and then streaming back to your phone.
Yep, exactly. This is one of the key tenets of a service like MD Lives, I believe, because we are connected on a lot of ways to a lot of different hospital systems,
mm-hmm,
and we're constantly updating our databases with all sorts of information.
Right.
From the My Health, you can come in and change your pharmacy or even click on the phone number and call your local pharmacy.
Right.
These are some of the different providers that I've actually had some visits with in the past. And then it's right back to the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we even have our symptom checker, I believe. This is the MD Live Assist button here. You can choose that, and that'll call right into our call center to help you with any questions
like
that you might have.
The midnight nurse line.
Absolutely. This is the scheduling a visit side of the fence. So this is, if I choose to, chose talk to a doctor from the beginning here, these are the first couple steps here. So who am I having the consultation with? It could be me or anybody in my family. This is the phone number, just in case there was a problem with the video or something like that, who should we get in touch with?
Gotcha.
And what would you have done if you hadn't had the visit? And that sort of takes you through the different steps of the process here. So again, you can scroll through the list, or again, you can choose something like that. So if I type in cough, it will bring up cough, and I can select cough, and now it's pulling up the list of all the doctors that are in the area. And there's always the doctor on call that's available, and then these are any of the other doctors that are, if you wanted to see a particular doctor, you could filter.
Especially if you're on travel, like on business,
and
you may want to choose a certain ones.
Or if you want to find a doctor who speaks Spanish, or if you want a female doctor on that front. And you can see Dr. Broom is available right now, and Dr. Mayoud is available a little bit later today at 3:15. But you can always choose the doctor on call and speak to the next available doctor.
This is a great assistant app and a reminder app, really.
So once you choose a doctor, you can see any of their licenses, how long they've been in practice, and things like that. And then you can choose a time that the doctor might be available. So as you can see here, Dr. Broom is available here. So you can choose Dr. Broom. That will pull up Dr. Broom's information and details, and then I can schedule an appointment right now with the doctor. And that will take us through to actually entering your credit card information, and then you'll get a final confirmation, and within a few moments, we'll send a push notification, and the doctor
and then
will
start the call.
Show up. You'll be in that virtual waiting room, and the doctor will show up.
Great. So thank you so much for showing this. So I think naturally, people are excited to find out when they're going to get this. So
absolutely.
Can you share some of the links that's available right now for the Windows app on Windows 8 and then subsequently Windows 10?
Absolutely. So the Windows phone is available today. I'd strongly encourage everybody to go to mdlive.com. You can create your account for free. It only costs $49.99 for a consumer to go and use it when they actually do get sick. You can set your whole application
per visit?
Up.
Per visit?
Per visit, per visit on that front. And today, for all of your people that are watching, I wanted to offer a special coupon code, GetWell. If you use the GetWell coupon code at checkout, your first visit will be free.
Well,
I strongly encourage you not to get sick, but if you do, think of us and use that GetWell code.
Great. This is a fantastic app. I think everyone should have on their phone. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Brian,
thank
for coming.
You. I really appreciate
you helping us to save lives and helping us to get healthy.
Absolutely.
So with that, this ends another episode of Launchpad Series live at WPC. Look forward to having you join back in the subsequent episodes. We'll bring in other ISVs into this series to talk more about other solutions. Thank you.